2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back and gone.
Welcome to Walk It Off. I'm Danny Wexelman alongside Gemma Kaneko today, and we have a real treat for you. This podcast is one of the coolest things I've ever worked on. Gemma?
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's so great that, you know, you put this all together and then we got this opportunity. You'll explain more, but it's very cool.
Yeah, so yes. Huge team effort on this project. We have to give one more really big shout out to our producer, Rena, who did an incredible job putting this together and who helped organize everything and who always has our back. ESPNW put out this great film. It's called When I Play. And so we kind of felt like it resonated with us, and we wanted to reach out to the people who were in the video and the woman who put it all together. And so you're going to hear those voices throughout the podcast, and you're also going to hear the film, When I Play, spliced together. Spliced is a big word probably for that, but put together, which is, it's really great. So the four women, we've got to introduce them. So Allison Glock, she's a senior writer at ESPNW. She's a creative director and writer of this poem, of this film. We also had Victoria Bowie, Laura Sturm, and Tay Bowens, who are all stars in this film. They are real athletes in Atlanta, incredible women with incredible stories, and we were lucky enough to hear pieces of those stories. But Gemma, I want to talk with you really quick. What did you take away from our conversations with these women?
Well, what was so inspiring to me is all of these women who said, I do this because it's for me. I don't do this for someone else. It's not made for basically, you know, for men to look at. This is just made for the joy of being an athlete. And that's really great, because I stopped doing sports when I was in high school because I couldn't play girls soccer and they didn't have it. And that was lame. And so I stopped doing it. And that makes me really sad sometimes when I think about it, you know, and this is really inspiring just to hear people who did not let that get them down, you know?
So Allison Glock said something while we were talking. She said, this is supposed to be unapologetic. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of times as women, we are always saying sorry for things that aren't our fault.
It's true.
It's like just automatic. Yeah. It just comes out of our mouths. Oh, did you bump into me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got hit by a bicycle like a month ago in New York City. I was crossing the street and I said sorry to the biker. It was just automatic. And I felt really empowered when she was like, no, this poem, this story, these women are unapologetic about who they are, what they do, when they do it, and this time for them to play is just for them.
That's so inspiring, just because I feel like in men's athletics, we just accept that as a given. What I really liked in talking with Laura Sturm especially was when she said that, you know, this is about self. It's about me. It's about my time. It's not about taking care of anyone. It's just about me. And that is an attitude that I think we always accept from male athletes. Like, of course they're going to spend all this time to work on themselves, to spend like months by themselves doing these things or working out or making their game stronger or better. And no one asks them, like, how come you don't spend enough time with your kids or whatever garbage, you know?
Right.
And that level of playfulness, which it is basically, it's like, I'm a kid. Everything I do is for me, and it's joyful, and I play.
Right,
and
no one questions that.
Yes, and
no one ever questions that motive.
Yeah, and it's fine for men to do this. Oh, he's just a big kid on the field. Not okay for women. And for these women to say it is okay,
yeah,
that's really great.
Muscles are okay.
Yeah.
Beauty is okay. Strength is okay. Like, strength is beautiful. And, the thing I think that struck me the most is the question that you had. And you asked Laura Sturm, if she could add one more line after When I Play, what would she add? Because obviously the poem was written beautifully. Mm-hmm. Allison Glock did an incredible job. But you asked that question, and I don't cry. I'm not a crier, but I kind of had tears in my eyes.
Aww.
Because her response was really beautiful. And I don't want to give it away. I think that we need to turn it over and let you all listen to these conversations that we had with these four amazing women. And shout out to all the amazing women out there who don't feel like they are boxed in, that they color outside the lines, and they're not afraid to be exactly who they are, whoever that may be.
For all the ladies out there, yes, we can do it.
The things that we have to do in order to follow and pursue these dreams that we have. I'm the luckiest person, I feel like, on the planet.
They inspired in me or instilled in me or encouraged me to be the best that I could be.
I'm fine not being perfect.
To whom it may concern, what I am doing here is not for you, not for your judgment or your appraisal, not for your assessment or your arousal. No boy I know has ever been told he shouldn't play, couldn't play.
We're gonna to jump right in because there's so many questions I have about When I Play, which is featured on ESPNW. And Allison, I want to start with you. Where did you get this idea?
That's a good question. I think that it originated from me wanting to lend a voice to the women I know in my life that that are powerful and strong and fierce and sort of doing their thing on an everyday basis. And I wanted very much for the spot to be unapologetic because I feel like a lot of messages directed at women have a very different tone. And, you know, in this instance, I wanted it, given the time, to be really powerful and really direct.
I am no longer interested in shouldn'ts or couldn'ts or rules not written for me.
Why was the When I Play ad so important to you?
When they had sent me the poem that she was planning to use, I just read it and I was just like, ah. It just completely called to me. The whole I'm not doing this for your approval message was so powerful. I just loved it.
I do not agree that playing like a man is a compliment.
My first question for you, Tay, is why did you decide to get involved in this project?
Well, one of my coaches, Laura Sturm, who is also a USA powerlifter and also a world champion, called and said, hey, they're doing this project for ESPNW. Would you like to be involved? And I was like, absolutely, anything that brings attention to women in sports is always a good thing. So that's kind of how I got involved.
I love that. And so, Vicky, you were on set. You are a part of this. You star in this film. And you had this really powerful line. You said, the boundaries I push in powerlifting and sports is something I choose purely for me. I tell women that being afraid only means there's potential on the other side. And I think one of my favorite overall lines of this is,
what I'm doing here is not for you.
When I feel like those two statements just coincide really well. But Vicky, I kind of want to hear, what was your experience like on set when you were filming this?
It was really fun to do. I was able to film with two other powerlifters in the sport, and I've just recently gotten to the sport about a year ago, and on set with me were two women that were in the sport for a lot longer, and it's an amazing sport that you get on the platform and it's just you.
When I play, I keep my own score. When I play, I know who I am.
I was kind of looking for something different. My husband and I went through a very difficult time. We had lost a baby. Mm-hmm. And, I was kind of feeling depressed and I was like, I need to get up and I need to get out. You know, we had put in some weight gain and I'm like, I need to do something. And so I saw the CrossFit Games on TV, and I was like, I'm going to try this. And I went to CrossFit Johns Creek. Dan gave me my first intro, and I was kind of hooked.
And every day you're training with your teammates and friends, but your numbers move and progress with what you do in training and then on the platform. So I love this sport. I used to do Muay Thai, and I was never able to compete because I was too small, like you're fighting against someone else. But in this sport, there's a weight class for me, and it's just me against the weights.
My effort, my ambition, my desire for me.
I want to kind of bounce off of this, and I want to start with Allison. Have you ever had the experience of someone actually telling you that you can't do something because of X reason? Have someone actually, like, told you that?
That's an interesting question in a lot of ways, but I have been told that directly. I mean, starting as far back as when I was in junior high and I wanted to play soccer and there was no women's team or girls' team. But then, you know, the message of the film is a little bit bigger in that, you know, when we're saying when I play, you know, what we mean by play is sort of having equal footing, you know, not just on the court or the field or in the gym, but also in the workplace, you know, also in the media landscape, you know, all these places where we're so underrepresented and undercompensated, you know. And so for me, that question of have I ever been told no, yes, directly on many occasions, but also indirectly, you know, almost daily, really. You know, there's a sort of communication that's permeating culture And that's why it was important for me and for ESPNW to have a different message out there, to have a, you know, a message of strength, and, you know, coming from a place of power, because we're not really hearing a lot of that lately for about a million reasons.
My husband at the time wasn't really, he wasn't into it, and he wasn't very supportive of the whole thing. And it became so much a part of me. I got stronger mentally, and I think the mental strongness kind of helped to reflect on who I was at the time and realizing that that whole relationship was very bad. So in essence, starting to train and get in shape helped me realize that I was in a bad marriage, and I got out of it.
That's really incredible that you were able to build multiple kinds of strength through that.
The video resonates with so many women, like you said, not just in sports, but everywhere. That's what's really cool about this message, I think, and this concept, is that it's not just in sports, it's in life. But what I want to know is, what are men taking away from this? What do you want them to take away from this? And what did you intend for them to take away from this?
Frankly, I'm not really worried about that. You know, that's why it says this is not for you.
That's great.
This is for women, you know, and for a lot of us, and I'm sure, you know, Vicky probably agrees that when you're in the gym and you're taking that time, for a lot of women, that is literally the only time you do take for yourself all day. You know, you carve out that little window where you're allowed to just test yourself and be yourself and be alone with your thoughts, you know what I mean, and not be servicing others either as a mother or in the workplace, or both. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I totally agree with that. Every time I go into train, that time is purely for me. It's totally about what I want to do with my body. So this is me.
And, you know, that's just something, again, that you don't see a lot of representation. I think women feel guilty, you know, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. But,
right,
you know, we absolutely should. It's important to lay claim to that.
We're so used to being caretakers of everyone else. I mean, between kids and work and the husbands, and it just seems like we're always the caretakers, and sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. And you know, sports kind of gives us an outlet to say, okay, this is my time, and this is a place where I'm taking care of myself. And it, you know, it kind of slows down life for a minute, because it's all you can think about is what's going on for that moment. You can't think about what's going on with kids or the job or whatever. It just kind of gives you that outlet where it's your time and it's about that and nothing else.
I hope it inspires men to encourage their the women in their lives.
Oh yeah,
to get involved in sport.
Do you have a message you particularly like to say to any young women and girls who might be listening?
Don't be afraid. You know, get out there, try anything, and if you don't like one thing, try something else. You know, it's not only for your future health benefit, but it can be used as an outlet for the stresses of daily life, mm-hmm, for sure.
I would just say, you know, don't be afraid to do what you want to do and not let others tell you what they think you should do. You know, kind of carve your own way. And, you know, if it feels right, keep going. Go ahead and do it.
When I play, I forget how it feels to be boxed in.
Another concept I think that falls in line with this is women supporting women, which I think is really important and also doesn't necessarily happen, isn't quite where it should be, in my opinion. I think we're getting there, and I think it's tough because there aren't always as many opportunities, right? And so I feel like in sports, that's kind of like your first introduction. If you're playing a team sport, that's your first introduction to supporting other women. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I totally agree. Powerlifting is such a niche sport, too, and not a lot of girls are in it. And so every time someone new comes to the gym, we're always gravitating towards them and trying to help them and push them forward in the sport, because it is so cool to have other women in it. And then even with the video, it was viewed 1.6 million times and then shared a bunch. All my girlfriends shared it, and that was really cool to see.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people come up to me and be like, wow, I didn't even know you were in that, and just seeing it. And a friend of mine told me how he was watching ESPN at a local burger joint, and there was a girls' soccer team that was watching it with him. And they just all got up and started cheering. And he was like, oh, wait, I know that lady, which was kind of neat, you know, to think of the whole soccer team sitting there and just loving that message. That just, I just hope that happens throughout.
Have you gotten any responses yet?
A ton of just really good support and overwhelming. Just people are happy about it. A couple of my guy friends were like, that is probably the best commercial I've seen. It should have been on the ESPYs. Allison Glock was amazing. She's an amazing director. And it just came out better than I think any of us had hoped for. It was beautiful.
What does that mean to you, Allison? I mean, knowing that obviously you were probably looking for something when you set out to do this. You said, I want this to happen, or this is my goal, right? And so to hear the feedback and what people are saying about it, and maybe even the changes that people are making, how does that make you feel?
It's been really humbling and fantastic, and exceeded every expectation that I had. I love how many different groups are embracing it. Like, you know, as Vicky was saying, there's these sort of microcosms in sports that are really loving it. But then people like the UN are tweeting it. And, you know what I mean? It's really crossing over into political and social areas, again, because of the universality of that message and the importance of it. And to go back to your other question about camaraderie and women supporting women through sport, I absolutely agree with that. I played, you know, every sport I could, starting junior high all the way through. And what to me is so essential and important about that is not only are you directly supporting each other, you know, on a literal team, but also you're recognizing what you're capable of in a whole new arena that women don't usually get that opportunity. And I think that once you've done that and you can see how strong your body can be, and I'm sure Vicky can speak to that, like once you cross these boundaries you never thought you could, it informs every other single decision in your life. And it, you know, just makes you a more capable, powerful, resilient person, you know, for the entirety of your life, for every challenge, not just the challenge like on the team or in the weight room.
I love all of this. I really love hearing all these things, and I just feel like we don't hear it enough, and we don't talk about it enough. And the message is, I just really love it. I think I watched the video more than a dozen times, and I was just trying to let all the words sink in. I don't know if anyone has like said that to you yet, but I was really just trying to listen to every sentence that was said and figure out how it made me feel and why I liked it so much, because the statements weren't light by any means. I mean, these are very strong, powerful words. Allison, take me through a little bit about the writing process in this, because you were the creative director and writer for this film.
This is how, you know, this started. You know, it's just stuff I was hearing in my head that I felt was universal. And I'm so, so pleased and thrilled and like I said, humbled to find out that was true. You know, that a lot of women are feeling these same things and embracing these same messages. I wanted to be really clear and straightforward. I didn't want there to be any sort of backing into it, you know, and that was also very important to me in casting, is I really wanted to represent as many different types of women as I could, especially, in physicality.
Right.
Because even when you see empowering ads, you know, for Nike or Gatorade and they get you pumped up, like the women are always just amazingly perfect, and you know what I mean, they're just not like my folks that are on my team with me, and I wanted to see real women who
all
are really
real
doing
athletes
this.
Right,
exactly. 100% real athletes. 100% of them volunteered their time and were so generous, and you know, just really lovely to have on set. So you know, I can't thank all of the cast enough. I mean, they've really made their, I think that's a huge reason this is a success. It's because of their, just the integrity of who they are, and you can really see it. It comes across on film.
And I think it was really cool that a lot of people saw it and it spoke to them because it was so diverse.
Women are very, very strong, and a lot of times I feel like we don't get as much credit as we should in any sport, and so I just think it's very important. I'm very glad I did. It's a very good community. Everybody really supports each other, and I really, really like that. And they really do push, you know, women ahead, you know, in the forefront as well as the men. But it's a really, really good support community. So it was really the only place for me.
What ideas do you think this will bring up in people who are encounter When I Play? What do you hope that the statement will do for other people and other women trying to get into the sport?
I really hope it sends a message to younger girls and women that you can try anything. As you can see, there's a span of different ages, races, and cultures in the video. I just hope it inspires young women to get involved in young girls.
Well, I hope that people see it as something that's acceptable for women to do. I think the views
of how women's beauty standards and how women should look is changing over time. Women don't want to just look skinny so much anymore, that there's definitely muscle that's, you know, part of what people want to look like now. So I think women should be thinking about, you know, what they're doing and how they're performing, and kind of have the looks part as kind of the side effect, really, yeah, of being an athlete.
I thought that was a really powerful part of the poem, is just saying it's not for someone else to look at you,
yeah,
while you're doing this.
Yeah, exactly. It was awesome. I hope that they start thinking about, it's not about what somebody else thinks. It's about what they think. It's about what they can do, and, you know, not what other people expect them to do. That they can kind of set their own expectations, that they can go out and do what they want without other people weighing in on that. It shouldn't be part of it.
That's so important.
Absolutely. Well, I think that people are finally ready to see who people truly are, not the people on the covers of magazines necessarily, or, you know, Instagram. Like, this is real, this is raw, and I think people appreciate that, and hopefully we can kind of get back on track with seeing that. And I kind of want, you know, we're wrapping up. Again, I feel like I could talk to you guys forever and ever. I don't want to let you go, but I know you have other things you have to do with your life. But I do want to know, and I want to start with Vicky, some of the women who have helped influence you and motivate you to get you where you are today.
I would definitely have to say my mom. Mm-hmm. She came over from Vietnam, like, during the war, after the fall of Saigon, and her story getting over here, and then everything she has done to build literally the American dream for me to do all these things. And that's, like, the most powerful thing that influenced in my life.
I mean, as far as general strength, I would also say, like, my grandmother. You know, I come from Appalachia, and, you know, very glamorous in Appalachia. And all of my family were factory workers. So, just when you have strong women in these really challenging circumstances, it does give you a blueprint for life moving forward. And then as far as athletically, you know, I just remember watching the Olympics from, you know, as soon as I knew they were a thing, and I still watch them obsessively. And it, you know, women almost always dominate the Olympics. They usually win more medals. You know what I mean? They're more interesting, I think, to watch in a lot of ways. And,
yeah,
and I just feel like one of the most lovely things that's happened is that people have been sending me pictures of their children watching the short.
Oh my gosh.
And I know. And it's just, they're staring at it so intensely, and you see the images, you know, the women that we chose, and people like Vicky. And when a young girl sees that, then they know that that's a possibility. And to me, that's everything. I don't, you know, anything else that happens is wonderful and lovely, but that is the most important thing, is showing these kids that there is a path, and that they have all of this, you know, available to them. So, again, I want to just give a shout-out to the cast for helping me to make that happen, because I really couldn't have done it without them.
And that's a really great point. We had talked about this a few weeks ago with UConn women's basketball and surpassing the 100-game streak. Consecutive winning game streak. It's important for people to see that women can do these things. And I think that seeing real athletes and people who don't look like everybody, so that when that little kid is watching and they look like that person, they can say, wait, I can do that too. That's me. That's everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, that is so important. And that is, I think, how we're only going to grow and build from here. And again, so guys, this film is called When I Play. It's on ESPNW, and I have Allison Glock, who is the creative director and writer of this. She's also a senior writer for ESPNW, and I have Victoria Bowie, who stars in this film. She's one of many females in this. Real athletes. I would also like to shout out my mom, who is my rock and who, you know, is the reason that I'm here and where I'm at. And exactly what you guys have been saying is that I saw, you know, what my mom's done and how much she sacrificed for me. So it means a lot to be able to give back and grow and shine, because I know that's what makes her happy in life. So shout out to Mary for that. And again, you guys, I can't thank you enough for joining us on Walk It Off today. Again, Allison Glock, Victoria Bowie, you guys are absolute rock stars, and I hope that you guys have the best success and luck going forward in life.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
I'm so glad. I think it's a really wonderful project. Thank you for participating in it. Thank you for coming on our show today to talk about it. And we wish you luck and the rest of the USA Powerlifters.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, I have just one more question, which is, what happens to you when you play? If you could add something to this poem, what would you add?
I'd probably add that it's all about me. You know, it seems so selfish, but that's what it ends up being, that it's all about me. It's not about anybody else at that moment.
When I play, I remember how it feels to be free.